They say you cannot be two things at once, but when you are a leader, you have to be. You have no choice. And welcome back to episode 199 of the Walking Leader Podcast. As always, the Walking Leader Podcast is an audio tool for you, current and future leaders, to sharpen your skills and hone your craft. You got to. You have no choice. So, I'm Dave Guerra, and I will be your host for this session, for this episode. And you know what? Let's get this episode started. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Today's topic, this episode's topic, to be or not to be. To be idealistic and pragmatic at the same time, or not to be idealistic and pragmatic at the same time. No, you've got to be idealistic and pragmatic at the same time. You've got to have your heads in the clouds, but you also have to have your feet on the ground. So what does it mean to be idealistic? Well, that's characterized by idealism. Unrealistically aiming for perfection. And folks, we know those individuals. You know, the perfectionist, never happy. Why are they never happy? Because they just haven't crossed that line, realizing that perfection is subjective. It will never be perfect. Someone will come along and say, oh, but you could do this, and then it'll be perfect. Yeah, to that person. So be careful. That's what idealistic, characterized by idealistic means. And it's characterized by idealism, unrealistically aiming for perfection. And what does it mean to be pragmatic? What does pragmatic mean? Dealing with things sensibly and realistically in a way that is based on practical rather than theoretical considerations. Dealing with things sensibly, realistically, in a way that is based on the practical rather than the theoretical. And so what does it mean? Can you do both? Does it mean that you can do both? What does it mean to do both at the same time, to be idealistic and to be pragmatic? Well, it means balance. And you know, while you're striving for perfection, and all of us do, to some degree or another, all of us strive for perfection, we must realize that perfection is, like I said, not only subjective to the performer and the observer. Yes, each one has their own interpretation of what perfection is. Thus, perfection can never truly be reached. It can never be effectively, efficiently, unapologetically reached. You cannot get there. Perfection is just that thing that's just out of your grasp. That thing that motivates others. The carrot before the horse, right? You have that carrot and it's just out of the horse's reach, yet it keeps moving. It keeps going forward. It's its motivation. And really, truly, ultimately, the carrot, they get the carrot once they reach the destination. But what I'm getting at here is the motivation to continue to keep going, and that should be perfection. However, it should not be the defining force. It should not be the end-all, be-all, that if I'll never get there if I don't achieve perfection. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you need that motivation of, you know what, it's going to be perfect no matter what. It'll be perfect. Whether others like it or not, it's going to be perfect to you, and that's, you have to decide that is the time, the place where you decide why you're doing what you're doing. So why is being idealistic and pragmatic at the same time important? Because again, as I mentioned at the top of the show, it lets you know that yes, you're being motivated. You have your head in the clouds. You're trying to reach this perfection, but you're being sensible and realistic, common sense, feet on the ground, and both feed off each other, both motivate each other. One kind of pulls the other one along, right? The carrot pulls the horse, even though it's not actually physically pulling, doing the work. It's that thought that the horse is going to get that carrot that drives that horse, you know, the carrot before the horse, before the cart. So in that sense, why is it important? Because it's going to motivate you. It's going to motivate your team. You're going to be striving and moving and going in that direction. And being motivated means you're going to get things done and things are going to happen. They might not be perfect, but they're going to get done. They might not be perfect to the observer, but they'll be perfect to you and your team. So who should be idealistic and pragmatic at the same time? Everyone. Everyone that's on your team, everyone you lead, everyone that follows, everyone that supervises, everyone that is being supervised, everyone involved should always be idealistic. Have those lofty goals. Have that foresight. Be able to look over the horizon and see what's coming down the line and act appropriately and in a manner that's going to get you there. It might not be perfect. Again, that's the ugly part. It's never going to be perfect. That is the ugly part behind being idealistic and pragmatic at the same time. is that you're never going to achieve perfection. But what you do achieve is success, because you have those goals. You have those goals in mind. You begin with the end in mind. So what do you get when you are being idealistic and pragmatic at the same time? Well, you get what you put in. You get what you give. It's the truth. It's the truth. There is no two ways around that. You and your team working with great ideas, great goals, and trying to get there and be perfect, yet realizing that common sense must prevail along the way, and it must be incorporated into everything and anything that you do, especially if you're trying to achieve success for you and your team, and your team, then what you get is you get to work together on a common goal. You get to achieve things, but you also get to get there because you worked on it together as a collective, not a set of individuals trying to get out there and do their own perfection and go in different directions. That's not going to get you anything. Actually, it's going to set you back. So when should you and all leaders and all members of your teams be idealistic and pragmatic at the same time? Well, that's simple. Always. Always be idealistic. Always be pragmatic and work together. Work those two together. Always try to achieve perfection, but realize and understand. Always understand that you're never going to be perfect. It's never going to be perfect. It's not going to happen. But guess what? You keep getting closer and closer and closer. You're going to start seeing that success, and achieving that success is what you need, is what you want, is what you expect, it's what your team is looking, what your team members are looking for, turning to you for. Well, you got to do that, and it has to happen. So how do you become someone who is idealistic and pragmatic at the same time? Well, that's a little tricky one, folks. That's a little tricky. How do you become someone who is idealistic and pragmatic at the same time? Well, first of all, and nobody wants to hear it, but this is the truth. There's no perfect way of doing it. The truth is, it's going to take time. And it's going to take so much time that you're going to fall, you're going to stumble, you're going to fail. Because at one point, those idealistic ideas, the striving and trying to achieve perfection, you're going to stumble, you're going to fall. People are going to say, you know what, this individual is just not where it's at. If they're waiting for the right time, it's never going to happen. And you're never going to hold on to followers that way. Because yes, at first they'll see, oh, you've got these great ideas, you've got these great projects in mind, you have this goals that you want to achieve. But then as they start breaking it down, they start becoming part of your team, they also start to see you for who you are. And if you're just stuck in perfection mode and that's all there is, they don't have time for that, because they want to succeed too. They want to go to the place you were promising. But because that right perfect time never arrived, guess what? It's time to go. It's time to move on. It's time to let you go as their leader. Now, the opposite is said for being pragmatic. Too much common sense, being afraid to step out of your comfort zone, being afraid to take that chance, being afraid to set those lofty goals. It's going to do the exact same thing. Your followers are going to see you for who you are, and they're going to see, wait a minute, this person has some great ideas. They have great charisma. They talk a good game. But when it comes time to launch, there is a failure to launch. And folks, that failure to launch is not going to get you anywhere, because you're never going to leave the launch pad. And guess what? When you're finally ready to launch, because you're finally comfort in your comfort zone is there, and you look around, you're going to find yourself by yourself. And that's the bottom line. So it takes time. You're going to have some ups. You're going to have some downs. But also along the way, you're going to realize and you're going to accept the fact that perfection will never be truly achieved. That perfection, while it's a great goal, it's a realistic goal that will never be achieved. That's all that is. And that's the ideal side of it. But the common sense side says, you know what? We can get close. We can get really, really close to this perfection that you seek. And here are the benchmarks to do it. But you're working together as a team. So long as you do not let the fact that perfection will never be truly achieved distract you from doing the best that you can, that's how you become, because you let that go. You realize that, hey, the perfection is never going to happen. And then at that point, you start to encourage others to strive for perfection in all that they do. But remind them that they must deliver what they deliver is the best that they can deliver, not perfection. Because again, it may be perfection to you, but to them, you know, those individuals tend to not find perfection in what they do. The whole world may see perfect, but to them, it's not. So again, that's where you run into that problem. So and again, let them know that while they can strive for perfection just so long as they deliver the best results that they can deliver, they're human beings. They're not perfect. We're not perfect. All human beings are not perfect. And the sooner we realize that, the better off we'll be. Also, don't forget to encourage yourself, your peers, and your team members to continue going one step further and also to step out of that comfort zone. That comfort zone is going to kill us. It will kill us. It's made to kill us. The more we settle into that chair, that cushy chair, and we don't get out of it, guess what? It's over. So that's why setting those idealistic and goals, those near perfection goals, and being idealistic and being pragmatic, having that common sense is perfect. Because so long as we realize that and we can do that and we're doing that at the same time, we can leave our comfort zone knowing that, hey, we're going to do something. And at the same time, we're going to get there. And we're not going to go all crazy, hog wild, buck wild. No. We can get it done. So remember, you as a leader, it is your job to deliver the best you can. Not perfection, but the best. So ideally, yes, you can be, or ideally, yes, ideally, you can be. You can be idealistic and pragmatic at the same time. You can do it as long as you realize that perfection is not the end all be all. You can do it as long as you're encouraging your team members the same thing, reminding them that it's not perfection, it's being the best and delivering the best. And sometimes being the best is not being perfect. And being perfect does not necessarily mean you are the best, especially if you're being perfect and you find yourself without a team, without followers, without those that were once there, and they don't have time for you because they've got to move on. They've got their own schedule. Then does that mean you've achieved perfection? But it doesn't mean that you have achieved being the best. So as the once great American top 40 DJ Casey Kasem once said, keep your feet on the ground, but keep reaching for the stars. Alrighty, so let me know what you think about being pragmatic and being idealistic at the same time. Definitely want to hear from you. I want to hear your thoughts on what I just said. And was I on? Was I off? What did I miss? What was I lacking? Let me know. Definitely. That's how we get better. So reach out to me, dave@daveguerra.com, or email me at daveguerra on Twitter. On Twitter. Follow me or message me on Twitter at daveguerra. There we go. And of course, you can always follow me on Instagram, dave_guerra at instagram.com. Or my Facebook page, that's facebook.com/thedavidguerra, all one word, the David Guerra. And again, I want to thank you for listening to episode 199. And join me next time as we continue our mission, our focus on lessons in leadership and being better leaders, taking self-leadership to the next level. And until then, folks, I do ask that you take care of yourself, take care of each other, listen to each other, and most of all, talk to each other. Talk to each other. And remember to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because today and every day, that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow.